We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
The BBC, in its mad, impetuous way, has asked for yet another edition of My Music, so what can I do but introduce the teams? John Amos and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. John, start with you, as always. I don't know about you, but in the world of symphonic music, I always like a good, positive, bold start. Something that gets right down to business.
It's Prokofiev, first concerto in D flat number one.
Yes. As somebody once said to me, a composer I much admire, Prokofiev.
Prokofiev, yes. A very brusque man. He could be very nastily rude at times. But I did sympathize with one story I heard. A lady journalist came to see him, and he came about half an hour early, knocked on the door, and the door eventually opened, and just one hand came out with a wrist, holding a rather large clock, showing the time quite clearly, then withdrew itself, and the door shut.
Oh, charming.
Charming stuff, yeah. It was, yes, it was Prokofiev's first piano concerto.
Showing the tempo.
Yeah. Frank, for you, I have made a compilation. I have specially put together two talents, narrator and orchestra. Right? Can you please identify the composer and the poet concerned?
Yelped the puppy. Rising as if by magic, 2 feet in the air, and crashing down.
What a mess.
True.
The composer was Elgar.
Yes.
Spanish Elgar. And the railway station. Yeah. And the narrator was F. Muir.
Yes,
F.
You know, a small and exciting story, actually, about your Afghan
house. Worked rather well, didn't it?
Didn't it? I was rather pleased with that, especially that at the beginning. Right. Ian, something of a change, some heavenly singing. Can you tell me, please, what is the pop connection here?
We may have a little bit of work to do here to get through to this. That sounds to me like a drop of Handel.
Yes.
But what particular thing I wouldn't like to say, so I think you'll have to give me a bit of help.
Dennis, help him.
I'm trying to work out the pop connection. They didn't do disco version of it, did they?
Wouldn't think so, but can we, what's
well,
it from?
I tell you what, it's from Joshua. Jubal's Lyre.
Joshua.
No, that's not
Joshua. There's a just like a lamb and squash.
Joshua. I think you're on the way to getting...
Is that not it?
You get 5/7 of a mark. The singer was Lucia Pop. That's the pop connection.
Resign.
Do you think that... Right.
Order. A supporter of ours called, I think, Hemet, I'm not sure, anyway, in Ashford, Kent, asked in a record shop for records of Stainer's Crucifixion and Handel's Messiah. And the girl came back with an LP record of Stainer's Crucifixion, but she said, I can't seem to find Handel's Messiah at all. Is that by Stainer too? Lovely, isn't it? Dennis, after Lucia Popfrey, something from a film for you, with a missing company name to supply.
I'm going back where I can be me.
At the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company.
Yes, that's right. Exactly right. And who was the singer?
Well, the singer was Judy Holliday, and it came from the film of Bells Are Ringing.
Yeah, that's right. That was the company where she used to work before for...
Before she worked for the phone... Answering service.
Remember what they were called?
What were they called?
Suzansaphone.
Suzansaphone, yeah.
There aren't that many songs about firms' names, but there are one or two. This is, I think, rather a nice one.
Watch them run down the platform one and the 8:30 train to Matthew and Son.
Matthew and Son. Do you happen to remember who sang that?
No.
Well, let's ask the audience. Cat Stevens, yes, it was. Just before we move on, arising out of that question to Ian, bit of oratorio, Oh, Had I Jubal's Lyre, does anyone know who Jubal was and what gets him in the record books? Who was Jubal? Frank, do you know?
J-U-B-A-L.
Oh, Had I Jubal's Lyre. Who was Jubal? Well, the answer
is...
He was the first instrumental musician ever. And you can read about him in Genesis 4:21. That's who Jubal was. But there's an 18th, a 19th century hue about the questions in this next round. John, according to a book I read recently, John Howard Payne, who wrote lyrics, was a drifter who never had a permanent home. Henry Bishop, who composed music, ruined a number of homes with his philandering. What was their great joint hit?
Was it,
The Whistler and His Dog?
What was that all about? It was a lovely bit of...
No, Hear the Gentle Dog.
No, it wasn't.
It's American, isn't it?
Yes, American.
I thought you said Bishop.
Yes.
Well,
come on, Frank.
It's a patriotic American.
No. It's all this talk about ruined homes and so on. It was Home Sweet Home that they wrote between them, 1823. And it sold 100,000 copies in the first year alone.
Good Lord.
Yes. Well, there you are. Frank, 19th century again. Who took time off from the Red Headed League to hear a concert by Sarasate? Oh, John. That was John. It was the voice of J. Amis.
It was, this is literary, has a literary flavour.
Yes, it does,
And it's Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, that's right, a fellow violinist of Sarasate, Sherlock Holmes, that's right. Ian, who wrote to her daughter in 1860, I quote, "Mozart, I am not always quite fond of. The instrumentation is poor. It was in those days." Wonderful put-down remark, isn't it, there?
1860.
She wrote to her daughter, the Princess Royal. Oh, I beg your pardon.
I think it might have been Queen Victoria.
I think that's worth 2/7 of a mark, don't you? Yes, it was. It was Queen Victoria, and she added in the same letter, "Rigoletto has some very pretty things, but not Traviata." End of subject. Dennis, have you seen any good operas lately?
No, all I know about opera is what I hear from Ian, that's all.
No. A piece of paper bears the words, "I'd revel in Nile Verdi." What can you tell me about that? I'd revel in Nile Verdi. No, it's not an anagram.
Revel in Nile. The word Verdi comes up on the end of it.
Yes. I'd revel in Nile.
It's rather a smart palindrome, isn't it?
It is. It reads the same both ways. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And it gives me a chance to quote John Julius Norwich's most wonderful palindrome. Sex at noon taxes. That's an anagram.
There's a good...
It's a palindrome as well.
Anagram in the New Statesman competition recently on... An anagram, not a palindrome, on Mozart. The word Mozart makes up Mr. A to Z.
Oh, that's charming. Yeah. Yes. I call this next round Yuck, or perhaps Ah. Depends on your attitude to popular songs about cute little kiddies, naughty, flirty tiny tots and their puke-worthy ways.
May we sing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, but somebody else is going to do the singing, and you will be asked to name the singer in each case.
Can you lift?
Throwing up is optional, that's up to you. Mm. Right, John, heaven's close to your chair and my chair, leading to the rhyme, little curly hair in a high chair. Listen.
Heaven's close to your chair and my chair. When you smile the way you do, little curly hair in a high chair, my day begins and ends with you.
The flutey bit on the end.
Yeah. What's the question?
The singer. Who's the singer?
Singer. Friend?
Cantor. Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor.
You never heard of him, John?
I saw Roman Scandals when more or less first came out.
Frank, yours is more recent. A song with an amazing twist in the last line. Or it would have been amazing if the idea hadn't been used before.
Don't you dare me to stay, 'cause you know you've got to say your kisses for me.
Though you're only three, what an idea.
Yeah. It was the winner, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Eurovision Song Contest. What was the question?
The name of the group, please.
Brotherhood of Man.
Yes, the Brotherhood of Man.
They did a little dance, and Clive James wrote that in the dance they repeatedly seemed to examine the soles of their feet as though they'd trodden in something.
Well, there was this song about, this save all your kisses for me and then at the last line the payoff, even though you're only three. Ian, this is the song that had the same idea some years earlier.
The naughty lady, Sadie Lane, she's delectable, quite respectable, and she's only 9 days old.
9 days old. The singer?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin gets you a full mark this time. Dennis, a really distinctive singer, I think, can take the curse off even the most maudlin song, as I think you'll agree.
Mandy is two. You ought to see her eyes of cornflower blue. They really look as if they actually knew that she's a big girl now.
Mandy is too.
That's Billie Holiday.
And the singer was Billie Holiday, otherwise known as
Lady Day.
Lady Day.
Who christened her Lady Day?
Oh, was that Lester Young,
right,
sax player?
I'll get you.
Lester Young, also known as
Trump.
No.
No.
Gotcha. Prez.
Prez.
Prez. That's right. Nobody in the audience understood a word.
No.
The world is full of musicians who were discovered by other musicians. And here are four questions about discoveries, or at any rate, about first commissions. John, are you with me?
Yes.
Good. Yes. A beautiful passage here, first from Stravinsky's Firebird. Worth lingering over that lovely bit of tune. John, Stravinsky wasn't the first composer whom Diaghilev approached to write the Firebird score. Who was?
Lyadov.
That's a very good answer.
Lyadov. Anatol Lyadov.
Do you know what happened when Lyadov met Diaghilev about 6 months after he'd been supposed to start work?
What happened?
Story even you don't know. Diaghilev said, where's this Firebird music of mine? And Lyadov said, oh, it's all right. He said, I've started it. I bought some manuscript paper.
He did. But he
didn't ever finish anything very large, did he? I mean, they're all tiny little pieces, and yes. He was always behind with everything.
Enchanted Lakes and things,
yes.
Frank. Frank Sinatra once described this Englishman as that very good singer.
Somehow, someday, somewhere.
It's Matt Monroe. Indeed it is. Now your question.
Five.
Who?
Mark. What?
Who gave Matt Monroe his very first radio series?
Well, Dennis and I gave him his first recording on that LP, Songs for Swinging Cellars.
Yes, that's right. Yes, anonymously, of course, but it was he, that's right.
Yeah.
Actually, it was me. It was on a series of my own.
Oh, well done.
Still with a quintet.
We can spot him.
We can spot him, can't we? That's right, we can spot him. Yeah. Ian, this is not so much a discovery as a rediscovery. Of whom?
She didn't say yes, she didn't say no, she didn't say stay, she didn't say go. She only knew that he'd find her there, and then she knew he sat beside her there.
Climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every byway, every path.
Well, I thought I was all right on the first one because I thought it was Binny Hale.
No.
And then I realised that Binny Hale didn't actually sing Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music.
It's the same lady in 1932 and 1965, recorded the second one 33 years later.
Really?
The name?
No.
Anybody in the audience know?
Peggy Wood.
Peggy Wood.
Was it really?
Peggy Wood singing She Didn't Say Yes in 1932 and then singing, and of course, in The Sound of Music in 33 years later in Climb Over.
She was in the original version of Bittersweet in 1929, wasn't she?
Yes,
I remember. I saw that as a boy.
With, of course, a much higher voice, as Ian knows, voices tend to go down with the years, don't they?
We wouldn't see it as a girl.
Clever dick.
Dennis, when a gawky teenage girl in New York City entered a talent contest, the band leader put her under contract, and it was the smartest thing he ever did. Dennis, who was the band leader?
Now, it's so difficult, because this has obviously happened so often. But would it? No, which? I know it's really difficult to say because I can think of about three cases where it was mooted.
But I'll tell you, his discovery sounded like this.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy on the way.
People generally say that was her first record with him. Of course, it wasn't.
She,
Ella Fitzgerald. She'd been with Chick Webb and his orchestra for about 3 years when they recorded that.
The big hit, I said.
Her first big hit,
yes, it was Chick Webb's band, and it was, of course, Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah. Have them up.
Mm.
Music now of a light nature. The answer lies in the words of a song, but don't sing or you lose the point. John, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. Let go of what, for heaven's sake? I'd be a silly so-and-so.
Is it one of Hugo Wolf's leaders?
Lost leader.
Are you rebuking me? No, you know the tune. I'll play you a bit of the tune. That's how it starts.
The world on a stream.
My friend says the world on a stream.
Literally my finger.
Yes, I don't know.
Well, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I let go. Yes, I've got the world on a string is the title. I think Frank
I'm
got
in love,
you.
I'm in love, I'm in love. Yeah. One of those, you mean?
No, well, it's...
No.
No. Let it go. Frank, what piece of machinery features fluid drive? A little device called fluid drive.
Does it go with playing reveille over your bed?
Yes,
it whatever does. That is.
Right. Yes,
it's the GI jive.
The GI jive.
Man alive.
Yeah, they give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Yes, more dated than almost any popular song could be these days. In a funny way. Ian, what would improve the lot of dictators if they would only do it now and then?
Ha ha.
Oh, now this one's... Honestly, you can't win. John knows this one.
Pop song I know.
Yes.
Too much, too late.
Dictator.
Yeah, dictator.
Quite. Do you know, Dennis?
No.
I'll play you a bit of music.
Slap that bass.
Dictator.
With a help, with a bit of help. Yeah. Frank offered some help too, yes. Dictators would be better off if they'd zoom, zoom now and then. It's from the
one
stair.
1/7 of a mark. Mm-hmm. That
yeah. Well, a half. All right.
Well, a half,
yes. Dennis, when do you feel part of every sea, shore and mountain?
You've reversed the order, haven't you?
Yes, because it's you.
Every mountain, sea and shore on a clear day.
On a clear day, that's right. Yes, on a clear day. I had a letter from Mrs. Ruth Green of Sheffield, whose three-year-old grandson watched me on a television programme being interviewed at the piano. There was I, sitting at the keyboard, talking away, until in the end the little boy asked, "Granny, isn't he wasting the battery?" And I was. I'm going to waste the battery a little bit longer because John's song in the party piece round is unaccompanied. "Flow My Tears," John Dowland.
You know, Dowland was known in those days, 1600 or whatever, as Semper Dolens, Semper Dowland. Flow, my tears, fall from your springs. Exiled forever, let me mourn. Where night's black bird her sad infamy sings. There let me live forlorn. Hark, you shadows that in darkness dwell, learn to contemn light. Happy, happy they that in hell feel not the world's despite.
Now, a wasted life, an old man's gold from Semper Dolens Muir. Bird in a gilded cage.
And a piano. She's a lonely bird in a gilded cage, a wonderful sight to see. You may think she's pretty and free from care, but she's not what she seems to be. 'Tis sad when you think of her wasted life, for youth cannot mate with age. Her beauty was sold for an old man's She's a bird to kill that
Yes, very, very touching. Dennis has a song called Turned Up with words that are self-explanatory. Yes, Turned Up. It starts on that note.
Mary, Mary Ellen at the church turned up. Her mother turned up and her dad turned up. Her sister Gert, her wealthy Uncle Bert, the parson with his long white shirt turned up. But still, no bridegroom with the ring turned up. Dust a telegraph boy with his nose turned up. Brought a telegram that said he didn't want to wed. Then they'd find him in the river with his toes turned up.
No, Now Semper Dolens Wallace, because they're all slightly sad songs this time. Your thoughts, Ian, at the end of a perfect day.
Yes. Well, this is the end of a perfect day, near the end of a journey too, and it brings a thought that is big and strong, with a wish that is kind and true. For memory has painted this perfect day with colors that never fade, and you find that the end of a perfect day, the soul of a friend,
lovely song, a heartwarming tune. And does anybody in the audience remember who wrote that song? Gary Jacobs Bond. Gary Jacobs Bond it was. Final score, if you care for such things. We have a couple of winners tonight. John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Schreiber.